Dear brothers and sisters, I greet all of you very warmly in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this wonderful name, we may be gathered here to be blessed, and I believe that all have come here with a great longing, and also those who are joining us online worldwide. And these are more than we are gathered here. We are all waiting for the blessing of the Lord and for His Word. Be welcome from near and far. May the Lord bless you all. Yes, it's a wonderful grace which we may still experience to be gathered in the liberty of the children of God, to bring glory to the Lord. The choir has already sung wonderful songs of the promise which God has given us, the promise of the Holy Spirit. But also the instrumental songs are heavenly music which bring our hearts closer to the Lord. But now we want to also sing praises to our Lord. I want to start with song number 14, well known to all of us, Showers of Blessing. Number 14 from these little booklets, Showers of Blessing. Showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing shall fall. Mercy drops round us are falling, but the powers we plead. Showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us all falling, and when the showers we plead. Jesus will be. This we wish with all our hearts. We sing also song number 29, A Wonderful Savior. Number 29, A Wonderful Savior. 29. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shelters a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there. Thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. With numberless blessings each moment he crowns, and filled with his goodness divine, I sing in my rapture, oh glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine. He hideth my soul. Salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. Thank you. Yes, the rock of salvation. Brothers and sisters, what a grace. And of this hewn rock, the water came forth. And also today, the water of life flows for all of us. and we may be satisfied. Also tonight, before I read a word, and before Brother Alfred Borg prays with us, I would like to give you the greetings which were sent to us from Philadelphia, family Gurlach, from Tatakistan, then greetings from Brother Vladimir from Bashkiren, Brother Cosme from Angola, Brother Oleg from Portugal, and then some brothers were sending greetings from Mozambique, Brother Camille from Mauritius, Brother Pulundo from South Africa, Brother Alec also South Africa, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Anderson from New Zealand, Brother Bruce from Cape Town, Brother Christian from Romania, Brother Cecil from Pretoria, greetings from Italy, from Brother Philemon from Pretoria, from Brother Kulumba, greetings from Kampala, greetings from Brother Victor from Havana, and from Brother Leiva from Guantanamo, Cuba, from Brother Mashi, India, Brother Goma from Switzerland, Brother Shoshava from Zimbabwe, then Brother from the DRC, Brother Simeon from Benin, Brother Yamba from Cameroon, Brother Ilunga from Dakota, USA, Brother Yamusoku from the Ivory Coast, Brother Joey from Lima, Peru, Brother Patrick from the DRC, from Bulgaria, Ludmilla, Brother Leonard from Cape Town, Brother Chauffeur from Kigali, Brother Ionidas from Burundi, Brother Wendel Ellis from Edmonton, Brother John from Bucharest, Brother Gerard from Germany, and Brother Gerlando from Italy. All these brothers are sending greetings. They are joined with us. And in the most cities, thousands of brothers and sisters are gathered and are listening via the internet. We greet you all from this place, from Krefeld. Now, I would like to read for the introduction from Psalms 85, a couple of verses. Psalms 85 from verse 7. Psalms 85 verse 7. Psalms 85 from verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to foolishness. Surely his salvation is nigh to them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him and shall set us in the way of his steps. What a psalm! What a longing! Revive us again, Lord. Let us see your mercy. I will hear what the Lord God will speak. This we also want today, because the Lord speaks to us through his holy word. And as we read, he proclaims blessing. The Lord has prepared the fullness for us. But we must open our hearts. We must be in the matter. We must tune in with every word. We must become a part of it, becoming one with the word. For it has happened with us and for us. And the Lord will bless us tonight richly. Yes, He will pour out His fullness upon all of us. To Him be the thanks and the adoration. Let us stand up to pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your wonderful word, which we heard already, which we read. Let us also see today, O Lord, Thy mercy. Help each one who has come here, from near and far. Manifest in our midst Thy presence. Work by Thy Holy Spirit and by Your word in all of our hearts. Lord, we thank You for the victory of Calvary. Let it be manifested also tonight in our midst. Bless young and old. Come to Your right tonight with me and with all of us. Bless Your servant. Lead him by Your Holy Spirit to speak what our hearts shall hear tonight. We thank You. We are not looking on us, but we are looking up to You. And we trust that You have everything in Your hand, that You will lead everything for Your pleasure. Lord, we thank You for this evening. Bless young and old. Bless the translators, Lord. We ask You, bless all who are connected worldwide. Lord, who are watching and seeing, who want to experience You together with us. Many hundreds are scattered all over the earth. We thank You. Everywhere the eyes look up to You. And as we have sung in the beginning, as the choir has sung, let Your Spirit fall once again upon all of us. Tomorrow is Pentecost, Lord. Please, let it happen upon all of us tonight. Together we are gathered here and expect an unforgettable blessing tonight from You. Grant it, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come from on high. Come, Spirit of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We truly have heard a mighty song of our choir, and I wished that it would, I hope that we will sing it tomorrow with all our hearts. Also all those who cannot speak the German language, nevertheless, they can tune in according to the alphabet. May it please God that Pentecost is not only celebrated and is not only a memorial, but that it becomes our personal experience of salvation by His grace. Now, just briefly, I have to give you some telephone greetings. Brother Mamba from Kolwezi, Dr. Mbie from Bujimai, greetings from Burkina Faso, greetings from Brother Jacques, Ivory Coast, Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Ngonga, DRC, and from Sister Holviti, and all them from Finland, and Brother Inodi from Orléans. Yes, the assembly from Toronto is sending greetings. And Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland is also sending greetings to all of you. And I would like to give you greetings from Brother Michael, who cannot be here today. I'm giving you greetings from him. At the moment, there are preparations going on for the meetings in Dubai, in Bahrain, at the Persian Gulf, to bring there the word of the Lord in all this region there. And as we heard, all of us, it's not just a meeting here in Krefeld. I dare to say it's more than 1 million who are joining us. And when I think about it, from the 192 countries on earth, we may look after 172 of them, serving them, bringing them the precious and holy word of God, sharing it with them. Thanks be to the Lord for all the translators who are here today. Thanks be to the Lord for all the translators who even translate into other languages, so that the precious and holy word can reach the ends of the earth. And so that the last ones are being called out, and that the Lord can return to take His own home. Today, we will not deal with that what is going on in the USA or going on in Europe. Just saying one thing, that Bible prophecy is really being fulfilled everywhere. And I have here the record of the states and countries who are part of the European Union in the year 800. Great Britain was not part of it. And when I then think about it, that the U.S. government is separating, also they didn't belong to the Roman Empire. And as Brother Branham, he was setting forth mightily in Revelation 13, the first beast, the first world power, the Roman Empire, is described. And then, as the second, the beast, the world power, which comes forth from the earth, not from Europe, where there are many countries and nations and many tongues, but rather from the USA. And at the end, the second beast will speak the same language as the first one. When we think about it, in what kind of way God used Brother Branham to reveal the prophetic word and to give us the understanding. Yes, many things could be said. I just noted down two or three things, namely, in reference to Israel, we bless the people of Israel and we bless all nations, for thus God promised, who blesses you, him I will bless, and he who curses you, him I will curse. May the nations just see and understand that God made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that this covenant he confirmed. And in the days of Moses, the making of the covenant not only took place with God and Abraham, but with a called out, redeemed people of God. Exodus 24. And then the word of the covenant was laid into the Ark of the Covenant. And at the time of Joshua, it was put upon the shoulders of the priests with the word which God has given to his people. Yes, the promise which he has given to Abraham. After 400 years, I will lead out your descendants out of captivity. It was the fulfillment of the promise which God had given. And here, I noted down two or three things, especially of the 2nd of November 1917, the Balfour Declaration for the people of Israel, that the people of Israel has a right for a own state. And on the 29th of November 1947, the Declaration of the United Nations that Israel has the right for his own state. And then on the 14th of May 1948 came the founding of the State of Israel. And here, as the older generation, some can still remember it. But let me read the word from the prophet Isaiah, which was fulfilled on the 14th of May 1948. From the prophet Isaiah, we read from chapter 66, Isaiah 66, verse 8. Isaiah 66, verse 8. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things?
Ein Land an einem einzigen Tage
Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. On one day, and especially for the people of Israel, the 14th of May is that day which God has made, upon which they were waiting more than 2,000 years. And brothers and sisters, also about this, I was thinking about, when we think about what God has done in our time, then we think on the 7th of May, 1946, yes, firstly the 11th of June, 1933, and then the 7th of May, 1946. And Brother Branham said, when the sun was setting in Israel, then the angel of the Lord appeared to me and gave me the commission with the gift of healing to go to the nations and to preach the gospel. It's just so powerful that both runs parallel. The gathering of the people of Israel in the promised land and the gathering of the true believers from all peoples and tongues in the word of promise for this time. And today we have Pentecost, or tomorrow. These are days of remembrance. And it's truly written, when the day of Pentecost has fully come, the day was foretold, but then it has come. Then the promise which God has given by grace, it was fulfilled. And to it, let us read a couple of scriptures so that we are strengthened in the faith, that we are really strengthened anew in the faith, and that we know God's promises remain. They do not stagger. Jesus sealed with his own blood what he promised in his word, as a German proverb says.
Haben wir im dritten Kapitel das, was Johannes der Täufer damals gesagt hat.
We all know the Holy Scripture, Matthew 3, verse 11, here we read, verse 11 and 12, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then, what is happening in connection with it? Verse 12, whose winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. His wheat, not just a wheat, but his wheat, He is the wheat corn which was laid into the soil, into the earth. And we are the wheat which has sprang up. He the firstborn, and we the firstborn. He the firstborn among many brethren. And we are also firstborn by the Spirit of God. And here, in Matthew 3, we read what happened with our Lord and Savior. Matthew 3, verse 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Just very powerful. Behold, then the heavens were opened unto him. And John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven sounded, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Brothers and sisters, this statement, then the heavens opened. In Isaiah, we read in 66, "Oh, that you would render the heavens, that you would shake the heavens." It was just like that, that the heavens remained closed. But after the Lord, our Redeemer, has come and has made the new covenant with us, brothers and sisters, so all the promises which were given in the Old Testament, they come to fulfillment in us and through us in the course of the New Testament. Then the heavens opened. Also we, dear brothers and sisters, we want to be gathered under an open heaven. We want that the Holy Spirit falls upon all of the church by His grace. And we all know, of course, we all know, especially, we're not going into details here, but the message which God lets forerun the second coming of Christ must be the same message as it was at the beginning, namely that the hearts of the children of God must be turned back to the faith of the fathers. Not a new denomination, but back to God, back to the Word of God. And every time when I think upon the direct commission which the Lord God gave from the supernatural light to our beloved brother Branham on his way to bring the message which would then forerun the second coming of Christ, and it also foreruns it. Yes, I read it once again. Not out of criticism, just out of great pain, I read it. The original text from the mouth of Brother Branham has 15 lines. And the changed text of our brothers in the USA has 5 lines. No similarity anymore. Nothing to do with that what the Lord Himself said. And this is the greatest pain which comes upon me and which comes upon all of us. And therefore, such brothers claim the message went forth and the prophet will return to complete it, to finish it. I have here the full text of the 30th, the full text of Jeffersonville from the 30th of April of this year, where it's just only about the return of Brother Branham, even to the statement, and all the saints will come with him. Oh, permit me that I tear it into pieces. Permit me, because it has nothing to do with God, but it's a cult of man. But let us say it once again. Everything had to come this way. Also the deception belongs to it. But this must be said here. The bride will never be deceived. The bride will only believe what the bridegroom has said in his word. And for us, counts only what is contained in the testament which God made with us. Our Lord, of course, said it. This is the new covenant in my blood. The covenant was made with us. And let us say it, beloved brothers and sisters, not out of criticism, but right now we have 349 Christian denominations. All are referring to Christ. All are referring to the Bible. And all are teaching what they like and are doing what they like. And there's one church, namely the church of the firstborn, the church of the living God, of which our Lord said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Also here, we think with great pain to all the Pentecostal revivals which broke forth more than 100 years ago. And today, we have 300 million Pentecostals and charismatics on earth. All believe what they like. All are teaching what they like. All are doing what they wish. But what has God done? He has sent his servant and prophet so that we are brought back to the word, not playing religion, not charismatics, but the full filling with the true Holy Spirit as on the day of Pentecost. Let me read the commission. Word by word, many people, even newspaper reporters, stood there at the banks. Then it said again, look up. And when I looked up, this light came down. People fainted. And a voice sounded which shook the whole region, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message which is given unto you will be the forerunner of the second coming of Christ. And then Brother Branham says, not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunning. That's how it is in the original. And that's how it was passed on. But then came, of course, the falsification. And that says, as John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, so you were sent to forerun his second coming. Finish. And with this they all say, and especially here, that everything what was not yet said on the tapes and what could not be heard yet, but then it will be said and being heard when Brother Branham returns as the messenger of the seventh church age. Yes, yes. Thanks be to the living God for the truth, for the truth which he has laid into our hearts. And as the Apostle John has written, that no lie is of the truth. Lie was and remains a lie, and the truth remains and is the truth. So, it pleased the Lord to send his messenger with the message. And let us say it very humbly here. Our beloved brother had, of course, the gift of divine healing to draw the attention of the people to that what then was preached as the message. Because that's how it was also said to Moses. Two signs will be given to you. If they don't believe the first sign, then they will have to believe the second one. Let me say it here very publicly. Let me say it. In the days of Brother Branham, the greatest man of God at all times, in exactly 12 countries of the earth, he preached. He made a short visit in London. He was there at the grave of John Wesley. Nightingale. And he was praying for the king. Then he flew on to Finland. He was in Cairo, at the airport, in the transit. He was in Rome on that Wednesday afternoon. He had a visit. He should visit the Pope, but he cancelled it. He was personally in 15 countries, but he preached only in 12 countries. And not the message, but everywhere he preached, he had evangelistic meetings. Only with the opening of the seals, the divine message was heard at all. Because from that time on, it's about the message which the Lord God has given to us by his grace. Because the holy and precious word of God, and this we believe with all our hearts. But the main promise is, of course, he shall restore all things by the preaching. Everything was restored. And now, we just have to pay attention that we personally are restored in our faith before God. That we truly can say with our hearts, not as I willed and what I willed, but as thou wilt and thy will be done in my life. And so we see that God fulfills and brings his holy word to the ends of the earth. For thus it is written that the gospel shall be preached unto all nations, and all nations mean all nations. And then the end shall come. And also Revelation, the everlasting gospel had to be preached. And as our Lord said then the end shall come. The Lord God alone knows. But because we don't know the day and the hour, brothers and sisters, it's really upon my heart now that we are ready for the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. That we were not running in vain. And that Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 would be not fulfilled in any of us. That he is left behind. I am convinced that all, really all, who believe now only the word of God, that they are a part of the word. And everything what the word has said, and everything what was promised in it, this will happen through us and with us, as sure as it took place at the beginning, so sure it will happen now at the end. Then we have at Pentecost just the task in the presence of God to say, as I said many times from this place, when we are baptized, then we confirm that we accepted and received the Lord. But at the Spirit baptism, the heavens open and the Spirit comes down and God confirms that we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that we received forgiveness of our sins. And he seals eternal life in us. Let us read to it from Acts. It's really very powerful when one reads it here. How our Lord, after his resurrection, spoke with his disciples. And as he emphasized the promise, emphasizing the promise. Also in Luke 24, he emphasized it. But here, in Acts, chapter 1, we read from verse 2. Acts 1, from verse 2, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Giving commissions unto the apostles. Then verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Also, this is very powerful. But here it's 40 days. And altogether, 50 days had to pass. You can read it in Leviticus chapter 23, where everything is described precisely. Also, Pentecost is described. Leviticus 23, from verse 15. Everything is described. The great day of reconciliation, the first sheaf, the first bread, and then they had to count 7 times 7 days. And then came Pentecost. Pentecost means 50. Then came the 50th day after the seventh Sabbath. And then the Lord God confirmed that the seed, the harvest, the first sheaf, the sheaf of the first fruit, everything was there. God already foreshadowed it in the Old Testament by examples what would take place. And here 40 days passed, and then 10 remained. And we see that the disciples were gathered. Let us read verse 5, Acts chapter 1, verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Then verse 9. And when he had spoken these things, perhaps we should also read verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Brothers and sisters, but then it happened. Chapter 2, Acts, chapter 2. And here it's written, of course. Verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. May God really give it like this, that we may experience it here by His grace. When they come together from all peoples, tongues and nations. At that time, it was 16 or 17 different nationalities were gathered on the day of Pentecost. Perhaps now we are 16, 17 nations, or even more nationalities. But as sure as the message was preached unto all nations and tongues, so sure the Holy Spirit will fall upon the divine seed at the same time. And we believe with all our hearts that we will have part in it, and we will experience it personally by His grace. One could read a large number of scriptures, verse 16 and 17 in Acts chapter 2, 16. Here the promise is fulfilled of the prophet Joel. In the last days it will take place. And it took place. It should take place. It would take place. And it took place. In the last days, saith God. Verse 17. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Verse 18. And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And when we then read on in chapter 2, verse 33, Acts 2, verse 33, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which ye now see and hear. Firstly, it had to take place in the Redeemer. God said, I will pour out of my Spirit. But as sure as the redemption had to take place, and as sure as the Redeemer shed his holy and precious blood for us, so sure he was the first upon whom the Holy Spirit fell, and the heavens opened. But then, after the ascension, the same Holy Spirit was poured out upon the true believers, and the promise was fulfilled. Then we have it here in Acts chapter 2. From verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is thus saith the Lord in his precious and holy word. And then comes the reason in verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. For the promise is unto you, to you, you who believe, unto you, as the word pricked your hearts, you who have come, and you asked, what shall we do? Has the sermon pricked your heart? Have we come? Did we cry out, what must I do? What must we do to be saved? And then the answer comes from the Word of God. Blessed and praised be our Lord and God. With God, nothing changed. Everything remained as it was at the beginning. And because we believe with all our hearts that the same God who has sent the early rain, he will also send the latter rain. To this we have the guarantee in James, in chapter 5. James, chapter 5. Here we are said very clearly that both comes from the Lord, and both is ordained for us, and especially for us who we are now living directly before the return of Jesus Christ. James, chapter 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until when? Until then, when? until the coming of the Lord. Be patient, dear brethren, until the return of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Brothers and sisters, we don't have to be born on a farm to know that the early rain comes at the time of sowing, and the latter rain comes right before the harvest, right in connection with the harvest. Here, Brother Müller is also here. We all, who we all understood, the nature gives testimony of that what God promised in the word of prophecy. Without the early rain, who wants to prepare the field? The early rain is necessary. It's necessary to prepare the field so that it can be sown. And then, when the seed comes to its full maturity, then comes the latter rain. And Brother Branham, he said it, that before the return of the Lord, both will fall at the same time, the early and the latter rain. That it's being sown and harvested. Sown and harvested. Brothers and sisters, we have not much more time to wait, but we know the Spirit of God leads into all truth, and we believe what is written in the Word of God. And let us also say this now, not to criticize, but where did the Pentecostal movement end up? Where do they go back? Of course, not to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, there's the word of God was preached in all truth, as written and foretold in the prophet Isaiah. The word of the Lord shall come forth from Jerusalem, and the law from Mount Zion. And exactly this took place every time when we were in Israel. We went into the upper room. We were on Mount Zion. We went into the upper room. There we were singing with all our hearts. Let your spirit fall now upon all of us. There on Mount Zion, there in Jerusalem, was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the founding of the New Testament Church. And if it's being said today that Jerusalem is the origin of the three world religions, then it's no and again no. Jerusalem, it's not the birthplace of the three world religions. Jerusalem was the birthplace of the body of Jesus Christ, the beginning of the in the Old Testament, Genesis 14, it was Salem, the king of Salem. He came to Abraham with bread and wine, and out of Salem, out of peace, became Jerusalem. We are just so grateful with all our hearts that we may come back, and that we know that the church didn't start in Nicaea or in some council, but it started in Jerusalem. And brothers and sisters, we are going back to the word which came forth from Jerusalem, and it's reaching now the ends of the earth. Let us summarize What's it all about at this weekend? Pentecost. An experience of salvation which just belongs when one believes. And we're all grateful to God that we didn't make something out of our own, from our own, but that we are waiting so that God confirms His Word and so that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit really takes place. Let me say this here. As sure as God has given grace for sowing, and so that we have sown the true seed, so sure the Holy Spirit will come upon all and fall upon all before the harvest will be brought in. Although it's over mature, God is not too late. And as we read here, in James chapter 5, the farmer must be patient until the moment comes. Although when the winter comes, the farmer must wait until the spring comes, until the early rain comes, and until the field can be prepared. And then it can be sown. And let me say this here. I really believe that we have sown the divine seed upon a well-prepared soil. And brothers and sisters, should somebody be in our midst, especially all you newcomers, let me say it here clearly in the presence of God. We believe only and absolutely only what the Holy Scripture says. And until now, we only have sown the true seed. And what man sows, that he will harvest. And as sure as we have sown the word seed which God has given us, because heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word remains forever. And our Lord said in Matthew 13, the word is the seed. Especially Luke 8, verse 11, the word is the seed. And so we have the precious and holy word of God, which was revealed. This word we have sown. The word of the covenant was laid into the ark of the covenant and was put into the Holy of Holies. And then our Lord and Savior entered with His precious blood the Holy of Holies and laid His blood upon the mercy seat, upon the lid of the covenant, and the condemnation which would have come upon us cannot come upon us anymore, because the blood speaks for us and the redemption is valid once and for all. And now brothers are even claiming that 1963, the mercy seat turned into the judgment seat, and that the Lamb has left the mercy seat. Brothers and sisters, 1963, of that what is written in Revelation, nothing took place of it, nothing. 1963, that what was shown to John on the Isle of Patmos, this was revealed by the Holy Spirit. And no Lord left the mercy seat, no Lamb, nothing, no, not at all. We are still living in the time of grace. Let us be grateful for it. Just think of it for one moment. If it is being said, 1963 The Lamb has left the mercy seat. The Lamb was never on the mercy seat. The blood was on the mercy seat. The Lamb was on the throne of grace. The mercy seat is on the holy of, in the Holy of Holies. But the throne of God remains the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, I cannot stand it. When God's word is falsified, I cannot stand it. No, just think of it. If it is being said, 1963, everything has been completed and finished. What would be with you who you were born after 1963? What would be with you who would become believers after 63? Who would be part of it? No one of us. Oh, thanks be to the living God. Thanks be to His holy word, which we can believe with all our hearts. But the misunderstandings which Brother Branham actually are put into his shoes, this really hurt. Why has Brother Frank no problems at all with that what Brother Branham said? Just the opposite. I rejoice every time with all my heart. I rejoice when Brother Branham speaks about it, especially what happened, what was revealed in the four seals, that the Antichrist is shown in his four stages, parallel to the New Testament church. It's just very powerful, how God has revealed it to him. And then in the fifth seal, that the Jews were concerned. Only the Jews are concerned. Brother Branham said even the 6 million Jews are part of it, which were murdered during the Second World War, who were gassed. It was revealed to him by God. And then he comes to the sixth seal, and he says, the sixth seal falls into the time after the rapture and refers to the time of tribulation. Oh, if one listens carefully, and if one reads carefully, then there's nothing else, but there's only a right understanding for that what was revealed to him. And the same applies to the seventh seal. The half hour silence in heaven. Yes, half an hour silence in heaven. But afterward, the seven trumpet angels come forth before God. To them are given seven trumpets. And then it's been shown precisely what would take place. Sounds first trumpet, second trumpet, sixth trumpet, and so forth. And then the last one, the one is missing, the last one. And then it comes. The announcement in Revelation 10, verse 7. But in the days when the seventh angel, six blow their trumpet already, but when the seventh angel sounds in Revelation 10, there's only the announcement. He didn't sound his trumpet. When he will sound. And then in Revelation 11, verse 15, now, his kingdoms are coming to Christ and he shall reign forever and ever. Everything is nicely shown in order, and we are grateful to our Lord for the understanding, for the full understanding of all of the plan of salvation of our God. Now just this remark now, so that all know, 55 times Brother Branham mentions Revelation chapter 10, especially verse 7. And he referred it to his ministry. But always, always, without exception, in the plural, he spoke of the mysteries, And so, through the last angel of the last church age, by the messenger of God, the many mysteries of God were revealed, which were hidden in the Word of God right from the beginning, right of that what took place in the Garden of Eden. No one of us would have known what happened there. To him it was revealed, and all the other mysteries of the Word of God were revealed to him. In Revelation 10, it's not about many mysteries, it's about one mystery, about the mystery of God. And the mystery of God is Jesus Christ, our Lord. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the flesh, justified in the Spirit. Oh, we are so grateful for the supernatural ministry of our beloved brother. We are so happy that we can place it correctly and that we know what he meant. Are you grateful? One doesn't hear any echo of the meeting here. But to the Lord be the thanks with all our hearts. Let us summarize what we tried to say here tonight. For the glory of our God, the ever faithful God has a plan of salvation. And especially in Revelation, chapter after chapter, he wrote it down until the new heaven and the new earth, until the new Jerusalem, until the end. Everything was written down. We have here the full plan of salvation of our God in this holy and precious book. And we all know it's the book of the covenant, a testament. And in a testament, everything is settled. And so God, in this testament, he settled everything and has given us the grace to believe with all our hearts. As it was said to Brother Branham on the 11th of June 1933, at 14 hours in the afternoon, he was told, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, and when people are waiting more than 50 years that the prophet resurrects and that all the saints resurrect with him and that he then will complete his ministry, such people should come. They should really come and should repent here in sack and ashes, in sackcloth and ashes. They should repent. At the same time, where the people who believe wrongly and who are waiting that Brother Ren returns, 50 years they are bypassing what God has done since the passing of Brother Branham. With trumpets and timbrels, they are passing by. And this is the great tragedy which ever existed on the earth. So, may all who are of God may hear the voice of God, of the Word of God. And may all take the commission seriously. We may just say, blessed and praised be the Lord, who has opened our understanding for the Scripture. And as then the Lord used the time after his resurrection to speak with his disciples about the kingdom of God, before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place, so our Lord took his time to speak with us about everything what belongs to the kingdom of God. He has revealed unto us His whole plan of salvation. And we may experience it. We may be part of it. That the last message is reaching the ends of the earth crystal clear. Let us come in closing. Brother Tati is also here. And he can testify of that, what God has done. And Brother Deo, he also wrote an email. More than 3,000 people were coming to the meetings from all of Eastern Africa, from 9 different countries. The believers have come together, not only just 100, more than 1,000 kilometers they were traveling under these circumstances in Africa, be it from Ethiopia, be it from Kenya, from Uganda, Burundi, from everywhere. They were coming together to hear the word of the Lord. And then Brother Deo lets us know that many brothers among the more than 300 preachers who were against each other, who were not speaking with one another anymore because they were walking in different directions, that God has given grace to all of them. And the victory of God was just manifested after these great meetings which we had. More than 3,000 people took were there. We had also the large brothers meeting, and we may say God has done great things there. And then at the end, I just said, all brothers who submit to God and who let the word of God count and who just respect, that they, when they leave, that I can look into all their eyes, that I can shake all their hands, and all without exception, they came to the front. They came, and now Brother Deo writes, such great things took place, which one cannot express in words. Also Brother Tati can testify of it. Also our Brother Jean Lambert, who translates from the German into the French language. So Brother Tati is my translator from the English into French. It was very powerful. And do you know what Brother Tati told me? Brother Frank, I want to accompany you on every trip. I just want to be part of it. Brothers and sisters, let us thank the Lord who reveals Himself in simplicity and His word reaches the ends of the earth. Wherever. The Lord God knows His own, and His own know Him. And we may receive and accept Him, whatever God has entrusted to us. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and then Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Brothers and sisters, as we were reading, The first and the last sermon must be the same. In the first sermon, repentance and forgiveness of sins were preached. In the last sermon, repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached and is being preached. And so, may all who would like to be baptized, may they give their hearts to the Lord. Put your heart unto your heart and say, Beloved Lord, I regret, I'm sorry. My life was not the way it should be before you. Forgive me. Be merciful to me. Wash me in Jesus' holy blood. In the flood which cleanses. That we can really believe with all our hearts, and that we can make a covenant of a good conscience with God, so that we can receive and accept by faith to have been crucified with Christ, to have been died with Him, that we were buried with Him by the baptism, and then rising unto a new life with Him, so that the Lord God, just that we come into the presence of God and dedicating our lives to the Lord with all our hearts and saying, Here I am. Forgive me. Be merciful to me. Take everything from me. All the bondages. Everything what is not part of a normal life. This can be bondages. This can be habits like drinking, smoking. This can be this or that. Everything what takes place. For what? So that we recognize that we are transgressors, that we have become guilty, and that we can come to the Lord as being guilty, and then the blood of the Lamb, receiving it for us, receiving forgiveness, being washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do we have brothers and sisters in our midst who are not yet baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Then tomorrow there would be the opportunity for it. Let me say this here in this connection. What was said in the first sermon and what was done, namely the Great Commission of Matthew 28, verse 19, that into the name must be baptized, in the name in which God revealed Himself to us as Father, in the Son, and by the Holy Spirit. He revealed Himself, not repeating of a formula, but the revelation of the name, of the New Testament covenant name of our beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. Thus it is written. And that's how it took place. Brothers and sisters, the full salvation was given to us. And the next question. We have especially amongst the young people do we have amongst the young people, those who have not yet fully dedicated their lives to the Lord? May this be the day which the Lord has made for you personally, that today, this today we receive. Today, if you hear His voice, while our heads are bowed and while we examine ourselves, I would like to ask that the two sisters come singing us a song. And we really, in reverence, in prayer, in thankfulness, coming into the presence of God, being grateful for that what He has given us by His grace, the full salvation being brought up to date in the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, may this be also the day on which we learn to appreciate what it means to find grace in the sight of God. On the day of salvation, we were helped. To Him, the Almighty God, be the glory. Hallelujah.
Praise and Ruhm sei unserem Gott. Hallelujah.
Nimm mein Leben, lass es dein.
Take my life.
Treuer Gott, auf ewig sein.
Take my life, faithful God.
Lass die Hand in stillen Fleiß. Wirken nur auf dein Geheiß.
Let me only do what you command.
Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut.
Wash me in Jesus' holy blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden
Flut. Wash me in the flood which cleanses me.
Herr, nur dir allein.
Only to you, my Lord.
Will ich mein Leben weihen.
Only to you, my Lord, I will dedicate my
life.
Now and forever, I am yours.
Lass das Wort des Mundes rein, voll von deiner Wahrheit sein.
Let the word of my mouth be full of thy truth.
Ehre, Gott und Glück. Herr, ich halte nichts zurück.
Lord, I don't hold back anything.
Wasche mich in Jesu
Wash me in Jesus' precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut.
Cleansing flood.
Nur dir
Lord, only to you
will
I will dedicate my life.
Jetzt
now and forever I am yours.
Dieses Lebens Flücht gezeigt,
this time of this life,
Preis sei sie geweiht,
may it be consecrated
brauche
to you.
Hier im Kampf der Welt. Geist und Sinn, wie dir's gefällt. Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut.
Wash me in Jesus' precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut.
In the cleansing flood.
Herr, nur dir allein.
Only to you.
Will ich mein
I will dedicate
Leben
my life.
Jetzt und
now and forever,
bin ich
I am yours.
Auch mein Wille, Herr, soll dein,
also my will shall be
dein, ganz und gar dein eigen sein.
Only thy will.
Nimm mein Herz, o Gottes Sohn.
Take my heart, you, the Son of God.
Weihe es zu deinem Thron.
Consecrate it to your throne.
Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut.
Wash me in Jesus' precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden
the cleansing flood.
Herr, nur dir allein
only to you
will ich mein Leben
I will dedicate my life
jetzt und
now and forever I am yours.
Leib und Leben, Herz und Sinn,
body, life, mind, everything I lay at your feet.
Nimm mich und ich werde dein.
Take me and I shall be yours.
Gänzlich und für immer sein.
I shall be yours fully and forever. Wash me in Jesus' precious blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut.
In the cleansing flood.
Herr, nur dir allein.
Only to you, O Lord.
Will ich mein Leben
I will dedicate my life.
Jetzt und
now and forever I am yours.
Wasche mich in Jesu teurem Blut.
Wash me in Jesus' holy blood.
In der Gnade reinigenden Flut. Herr, nur dir allein will ich mein Leben weihen. Jetzt und ewig bin ich dein.
Amen.
Amen. And we sing once again the chorus, Just As I Am. And whoever would like to come to the front, please come. Come now to the front. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Come, just as I am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Let us sing it once again. Because thy promise I beloved, as sure as it is written in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. And in his name, the forgiveness is being preached by the blood of the Lamb. Receive it, accept it. Today, we are gathered from many nations, especially from Italy. Oh God, bless all, from all peoples, tongues and nations. How grateful we can be that it is still the time of grace and that the Lord is still calling out the last ones. Do we have amongst you such who would like to be baptized? Do we have somebody? Here one sister. Tomorrow, some will be added, most surely. Please, believe it. As sure as God's word spoke to you, and you have heard and responded to the call, and as sure as you have come, so sure the Lord said, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. No, we are coming to him. And we may receive forgiveness and grace just as he promised it, in his word, and as he commanded, that in his name remission of sins shall be preached unto all nations. Thus it is written, and so we believe it with all our hearts. Lord, Almighty God, all have come to the front to dedicate their lives to you. Great God, it is still the time of grace, and we ask you, may this be the hour which you have given to all by your grace to receive and to accept the full redemption, the full forgiveness, and all who need healing in all of the meeting now and all over the earth, believe with all your heart our Lord and Savior was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement was laid upon him so that we might have peace for our souls. And by his stripes we were healed. Full salvation, full deliverance, perfect salvation, blessed and praised. Receive it by faith and thank the Lord for it. And so that you know that I am convinced that God has forgiven you, just passing by you, I will lay hands on you and I will bless you. As an evidence, as a proof that I believe that God has forgiven you and that he has been merciful to you. Who says a couple of choruses to us, for us? Just a couple of choruses. Just laying hands on you. Only believe, only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible, only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus in my soul. For I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made
I want to see him.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Yesterday, today, forever.
Yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
We'll give the glory to Jesus.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
Isn't he wonderful?
Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful? Yes, he is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Yes, my Jesus, my Lord, is wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful?
Every day with Jesus.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Very soon.
We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. shall meet on that beautiful shore.
They come from the east and west.
They come from the lands afar to feast with the king, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine.
Yes, let us thank our Lord, brothers and sisters. Much grace was given to us. We owe the Lord to praise Him. Let us all tune in. Let us thank the Lord together for His grace. Oh, beloved Father in heaven, praise, honor, and glory, all the praise be unto your holy name for your grace and mercy. For your living and holy word, Lord, that you are speaking to us from heaven, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this testament, for this living testimony, all the promises of God, which are yes and amen, in Jesus Christ our Lord, by us, O Lord. Remember thy promises so that they become a reality through us. Bless your people worldwide. Call the last ones out. Make us ready for your return. To you be the thanks. To you be the worship for all what you have done for us. For the salvation which is in Jesus' blood. For the reconciliation, oh Lord, you reconciled us with God. We are peacemakers on this earth. Bless all and call the last ones out, Lord. Heal the sick, Lord. Deliver the captives. Let the full salvation be manifested for your glory. And strengthen the carriers of your word. Equip them anew with the power from on high. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Lord, you have done great things in us. We praise you. We worship you. Praise, honor, and glory be unto you, the Almighty God, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Therefore, I worship you from the depth of my heart, as the children sing. Therefore, I worship you. My God, I worship you. From the bottom of my heart, I worship you as I can. Oh, I worship only you. Amen. Now we all raise our hands and we sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise and worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord, glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
To this belongs the statement, as sure as the Lamb of God, as John has seen it on the Isle of Patmos 2,000 years ago, he took the book of redemption. So sure the Lamb has the book still today, not only 1963, even today, the Lamb has it in its hands and reveals and speaks and works even today. Even today, thou art worthy. Once again, the Lamb alone was worthy to take the book, and we were counted worthy to hear what is written in this book and what was revealed by the Holy Spirit, by the ministry of Brother Branham. Blessed and praised be our Lord. But we give all the glory not to a vessel, but to our Lord. And therefore we sing once again, thou art worthy, thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise and worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, His truth is marching on.
Amen. The book is no more sealed. Everything is revealed. Brother Schmidt, please thank together with us. Oh Lord, Almighty God, in Christ Jesus our Lord, we say thanks for the grace that you were worthy to open. You are worthy to pass on. You are the one who is worthy to receive all the glory, all the praise, and all the worship. Receive it from us, Lord. For Lord in heaven, more we cannot do but to give you the praise and the glory. Bless us all who have listened and heard, who have watched, in all peoples and tongues and nations. Bless, we ask you, as we now depart, Lord, give grace that whatever you spoke to us, whatever you said to us from your holy word, that we receive it in our hearts, that we keep it in vessels which you cleansed and sanctified. Please be merciful to us. For we are in the expectation, as them in the upper room. Give this unity, Lord, to be of one mind, in one accord, so that you, Lord Jesus, can confirm your word in each one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, sei gepriesen.